Me, if I say up in Thompson or back in Thompson or out and down in Thompson,
yeah,
I'd say up in Thompson from here. Now, a lot of people who say, I'm going to go up and see my friend on Hickman Road. I say, you know me, in downtown, a lot of strangers said, I'm there with the monument. I think I'll go up to the George Railroad Bank. I say, you mean you're going down to the George Railroad Bank? Well, that's the level. That's purely the orientation locally. If I say, you say, you're going up George Railroad Bank, you mean the branch bank up on the 1100 block? No, back down here. I say, you're going down to the bank. Absolute level was downtown and uptown. Mm-hmm. Like they had a motel called Downtown and it was uptown. They called it uptown now. No, it being, but go ahead, go up to Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say, of course, you go up to George Railroad. See, I mean, the point of orientation is what we have in mind. George Railroad started here and gradually went up to Atlanta and built. And so you go up to Thompson.
What about North Augusta?
Over. Yeah, got across the river.
What about Columbia?
Over.
And what about, yeah?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think you say over to Columbia.
Over to Columbia.
Or up. No,
you wouldn't say up to Columbia.
Columbia's
on the same. Same.
What about Charleston?
Over. Down, maybe. Mm-hmm. You say going down to Savannah.
Down to Charleston. Mm-hmm.
I guess you go down. It's down the sea coast, you see.
Mm-hmm. What about Athens?
Up. That's in the mountains. See the kind of things you've been asking for a couple of hours on that. But that, of course, that has nothing to do with philology. That has to do with this location.
Yeah.
I mean, you ask a person in Charleston the same question, they say they're going up to Augusta, I imagine, being upcountry.
Mm-hmm. Some people here, although some people do say over to Thompson. Some people.
Well, they've been here about 3-4 years only.
they're younger people.
They're younger people. No, I never say over to Thompson. Going out to Hepsibah, out to Bel Air,
mm-hmm.
But Bel Air does no longer exist. But would you say, we didn't say, I'm going out to Graniteville, because that's across the river, that'd be over.
No.
But I think you say out to, mm-hmm. You go down to Waynesburg, you're going out to Hepsibah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything else you go out to.
Okay, let me ask you a different one. If children get out of school at 4 o'clock, okay, then you would say 4 o'clock school
is over.
School is over.
No.
That's
closed.
Out.
No, something else.
That's out. Mm-hmm. Would you? I would.
School lets out?
School lets out.
But you see, school lets out at 4, mm-hmm. But the child left there for, you say, you didn't say, well, I guess you say the school let out.
The child got out at 4. School lets out at 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The child got out at 4.
He's kept over. Sound like he's kept over time.
He
had to stay after school.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, let me ask you a couple of other school ones. If a boy left home to school and didn't show up, you'd say he what?
Playing hooky. Okay. Oh, then the fact would be truant, but you wouldn't use that colloquially.
Okay.
They say he play hooky. Don't you say that?
Okay. And the boy might say somebody left a note on my
porch, desk.
Okay. Then the teacher might say, the classroom has all new.
Classroom has all new.
Looking around.
The personnel?
No, I'm thinking of if the boy would say, somebody left a note on my desk, okay, but the teacher would look at all the, what? The plural of it.
Plural of what, notes?
Of desk.
Yeah. Of okay. Desk. Desks, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
What would you say, dishes? I mean, what the alternative? Do you have an alternative?
No, well, an awful lot of people leave off the final S. Yeah.
Mean, see,
well, did you just say
those,
desk?
Those two desk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
like fish.
Yeah.
I had no problem.
Yeah.